Right, this is the fourth and final and harshest warning, public service announcement. If you listen to the first three parts, God bless you. God bless you, but you really need to start putting more into your life. I don't know what you're doing. Yeah, this is an extended... This was meant to be three parts, and then Chris told his Craig story, and it lasted 50 minutes. So it's become its own episode of the Drunk Cast, to round things up and end on what you might be able to describe as a high. You could also probably describe it as a hell of a low. That's all I need to tell you. I'm going to pop back at the end, actually, and say some thank yous and goodbyes and whatnot. Because if you've lasted through four episodes of us drunk rambling idiots, that's amazing. This is the latest Craig story. Just before we start the Craig story, your dog Zabby has started to lick my ankles. As if that's not, you know, perfect preparation for a Craig story.
Keep talking.
Chris, despite the fact the pumps have been turned off now, is pouring full pints of foam. You've not cleared the keg, have you? There's going to be a load left, isn't there?
There's shed loads left.
Good.
Is there?
Good. I was going to say, I don't like the idea that you've done a whole keg.
What story are we doing? We're not doing Termills, it's too rude.
Termills may be too rude for today, but maybe we can build up to that another time.
No, there's no way. I can't... I've had a think about Termills, and...
No, you've had a talk to Craig about Termills.
No, that's what I mean. I've had a think about talking to Craig about Termills, and there's no way to not make that sound nasty.
Yeah, that's it was like pretty nasty.
That's like... Yeah, it's too sexy. It's over sexy by default. Zabby's jumping up now.
What did Craig do?
I remember that having heard the Terminal story, and this is a slight spoiler, but not a full spoiler.
No.
Kate, who's come up a lot tonight, it was a girl I went out for a while, a dear friend now, has got a lovely guy that I think they're going to get married soon. A lovely girl. Her mum hasn't got a pierced nipple, as Stu suggested earlier.
I think you'll find out it was Chris.
Chris suggested earlier. I remember me and Kate are leaving somewhere once, and Chris, I think he'd met a young lady, or was in some way engaged. Zavi isn't that funny. Chris is trying to kick Zavi out because he doesn't want the shame of telling Craig's story. But just as he's came to the door now. But just as we were leaving the night, Kate said goodbye to Chris. Said, "See you later, mate. Good luck with that girl. Don't spit in her mouth."
Oh wow, crumbs!
To which he had no knowledge that I'd shared.
Oh,
such
do you know
stories
what? You, did, you also shared the Termills story. I was having a lovely time when we were DJing in the Hare and the Hound.
That wasn't the Termills story. That was a Birmingham story because that was about having sex in the middle of the road in Birmingham.
Oh, no, that's right. That's another
Birmingham story.
Oh,
Craig.
Oh, God.
But again, it was beautifully narrated by Jolyanne Bickley, who's been on the Distraction Pieces podcast and is one of our favourite people in the world, and had come down and brought a child with her, introduced us all to her child, and then she's leaving. She said goodbye to Chris, said... See you later. Have a good night. Don't fuck anyone in the street.
She said that.
I was there.
Yeah, man, it was warranted. But anyway, let's get on to our Craig story. We're going with the Birmingham Craig story, right?
Birmingham, nice street sex.
So,
well,
what we're going to do right here is we're going to give a prize with this story.
Oh,
so I have got a signed Distraction Pieces book. A signed Scroobius Pip Edinburgh Fringe DVD, two discs, featuring Kate Tempest and Moussa Rotwongwa and numerous other people, and a copy of Ex Machina, because the guys at Universal are fans of the podcast.
Get the fuck out of here.
And they sent me a load of DVDs, and Ex Machina is one that I already owned, because it's one of my favourite fucking films.
Oh, God, it's so good.
It's such a good film. So, it's the Blu-ray of that. Sorry, it's not the DVD.
Oh, that's a perfect movie.
It's the Blu-ray in digital HD. So,
They are available. So the DVD is My Fringe Show, the book, all signed. Just have to mention quickly, if you don't win, you can buy the signed DVD and book from speechdevelopmentrecords.com. But if you do win, you get it for free, along with Ex Machina, which I think is a fucking amazing
Can I just
film.
Win Ex Machina, please?
Amir Rogan actually bonded over Ex Machina, because I tweeted about it and tweeted about him tweeting about it, and someone tweeted saying, I just didn't think it was realistic because it's the kind of... The being tricked by a machine, blah blah blah, and my response was just, I would totally have fucked that robot. And Rogan agreed because he's a very attractive 100%. Robot. But anyway, it's a great film. I recommend it highly.
What a fuck
and
shit
the question is, what I you've got to tweet me at Scroobius Pipio uh-huh. and at Redshift.
Uh-huh.
It's just at Redshift, isn't it? It's
is
not it Redshift,
Redshift
Rebels.
Rebels?
Is it at Redshift Rebels?
Uh-huh.
At Redshift. Are Rebels, and you have to guess.
Or at Stu Whiffin.
Or at
oh,
Stu
bless
Whiffin.
Him. He's sat in the corner.
I mean, he doesn't know the answer.
He's sat in
it's
the corner looking all like
W-H-I-F-F-E-N.
STUWHIFFEN STDAIDS. What?
Sorry.
ERUNKPRICK.
The question is, how old was Craig... when this story happened?
That's such a good question.
It's a great question. Thank
That's a really
you.
Good question. I've got to think about that.
How old was Craig?
Was you knocking no, about
you,
him then?
You've got to ask
oh,
him.
Yeah, fucking hell yeah. Yeah.
So go ahead, that. Chris. Craig. Chris. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah,
Chris.
I'm going to tell Craig's story.
Tell Craig's story.
All right. So.
It's in the Midlands, right?
It's in the Midlands, yeah.
You used to go to uni in the Midlands, didn't you?
Well, no. I did, but that's where I met Craig.
That's where you met Craig. That's okay. where you heard his stories.
The story last, the last time was when I was 18, but I still met Craig after
in
that.
In Essex, wasn't
oh,
it?
Right. So you met Craig after being
it's
in Essex.
It's different. It's like Quentin Tarantino movie. You don't know where the time
oh, right,
starts.
Yeah. Because Craig's in Essex, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
With
Craig
you
was
Jukes.
An Essex boy.
Jukes with his cock out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a full erection.
With his erect penis on display.
I think so.
Craig was in Essex with an erect penis out.
But you'll have to listen to another episode, won't you?
Yeah, the last episode of the last Drunkcast.
So I don't know. Like, I'm not sure where the story starts. But like all
good
stories,
that's Craig for you.
So how did he meet? Did he meet a girl or girls? Because I know in the last one he met one girl, and then obviously from that worked out that her and her friend that he hadn't spoke to. Wanted to have a threesome with you in your mate's car.
No, with Craig.
In Chris's mate's car.
Right, that's
Ben's
right.
Car.
That's
Ben's
right. Car. Course, yeah. And obviously, when you then, but when Craig then reapproached them, unaware that he had a full erection exposed through his open fly.
Mm. I think he also said, "Do you want me to prove I'm not gay?"
Mm.
That's right.
And then they looked and saw an erection. Sticking out of his belt line, essentially.
In a nightclub. Yeah. So that kind of, if you hadn't listened to the previous one, gives you
obviously,
a rough idea of what...
I mean, it sounds crazy.
Yeah.
But obviously it was largely because he hadn't put pants on that day to save time.
That's right.
Hashtag bigger than usual.
Yeah. Bigger than usual. He was bigger than usual.
I couldn't thumb, yeah.
He couldn't thumb.
I don't know. This story starts, like it every starts, good... romance with asbestos, probably.
A once upon a time in the Midlands.
Once upon a time in the Midlands, we rented a house. We got a house in the third year. You never came up for that, actually.
No, I didn't. I left and at the end of the first year.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guy I lived with moved into your house, didn't he?
Oh, he did, yeah. No, he was there for that, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we'd rent this house in the Midlands.
You, some mates, and Craig.
And
oh,
Craig.
Okay. Craig was
yeah,
there.
Obviously Craig. Yeah, Craig had the party room.
Mm.
And when we worked, well, I should start talking about Craig more from
Did Craig
his perspective.
Have his
yeah,
stop
Let me talk
on
more
you.
About Craig's perspective.
Stop focusing on you, Chris. This is Craig's story. You fucking egotist.
How selfish of me.
Did Craig have red hair and a pierced tongue at that point?
No, his auntie had died. He tried to dye it out because it would look weird in funerals,
sure.
Funeral pictures.
Yeah.
Didn't work. And so Craig, basically,
Craig's auntie.
He'd found the house of everyone's dreams. It was a 7-bedroom house. It was huge. It was in Aston in Perry Bars. Word up to all
seven
my...
bedrooms, one dungeon.
There was a kind of a dungeon, really.
Great film.
And yeah. And we were warned
four
about
weddings,
this place.
7 bedrooms, one dungeon, and a funeral.
Craig was
the life story of Craig by Richard Curtis. Anyway, Craig.
Craig was warned that this area was kind of wild, and all the nutters in his local pub had said to him, "You shouldn't rent in a house around that area. It's dangerous."
You worked in a pub around there, right?
No, I didn't. No, no, we're talking about Craig now. Oh. We're back with Craig mode now.
No, Craig, the nutters told him. But didn't you work in that pub?
Did yeah,
Craig...
I did. Yeah, yeah, no, I did. Yeah, oh, yeah, I worked in the air. I did as well. And and basically, when we moved in, there was asbestos in the back garden. Greg, Firehead Greg, had identified that there was asbestos in the back garden, right at the back. And also, there were 7 guys living there. It was a huge house. It was a really cool house. Kind of dangerous.
In what way was it dangerous?
There was just murders happening. Like, I think in the first 4 weeks I was there, Craig was there. The sweet shop down the road, the lovely old lady there got murdered.
Oh, not the sweet shop.
Yeah, in the sweet shop.
Have mercy, yeah.
Machete in the face. Of all things.
Good Lord.
Kind of a crazy place to live. Craig once stopped within 2 months. There was screaming outside his bedroom window. It had nothing to do with him.
Classic there's never been, Craig.
There's never been
outside,
screaming.
Inside, whatever.
There's never been any screaming. And basically, a girl was getting dragged into a car.
Right.
And good Craig Lord. Had to hop out and was like, "Hey, what's happening here?" And yeah, it... She didn't get dragged into a car, but that's the kind of like strange situation.
This wasn't a bit of a Tyler Durden affair with Craig.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was weird situation.
People doing inappropriate stuff outside your ass, man.
Sounds like it.
I tell you, I fucking hate that shit.
I don't know
man.
How Craig lasted there, but yeah.
Yeah.
So,
go on. It must have been hard to meet girls and convince them to come back to that kind of area. For you or Craig.
Nope.
Or Greg. Nope. No.
But, I mean, this like the problem with waste management, forget the asbestos in the back garden.
Yeah.
7 guys living there having a whale of a time. Black sacks get built up. And we kept forgetting that Tuesdays is the day that you take them out to
they're
the
not,
front. Out
they're
the
not
front.
Black asbestos sacks, are they?
No.
Christ.
No, yeah. Thank God. Crazy. They're like the worst.
Yeah.
So
7 crazy guys living in a crazy house with lots of bin bags.
They forgot about this for a few weeks, and as a joke, they'd all counted, and there was 23 black sacks.
23 black sacks.
But they had to put in the back garden.
All full up with like crazy stuff, like empty tinnies and things like that.
Yeah,
that's more than three. Johnny's. Each. Yeah. That's more than 3 black sacks each.
Fisherman's pies and brilliant. Stuff like that.
3 1/3 sacks each.
So anyway, Max. It was someone's birthday, so they all went out, and it was at Vodka Revolution.
Oh,
and it happened
Revolution
to
bar.
Be that
I worked in a Revolution bar in the Midlands briefly.
You fucking did actually, mate. Yeah, I like to come in and
visit
you. You never met Craig. No, you never met Craig.
That's weird, isn't it?
In that
it
way,
it's weird.
No, because every time I was out, Craig was busy. And then when I wasn't there, Craig was...
Yeah.
Oh, right. I see. Yeah.
You
weird.
Never met Craig.
Yeah. No.
Sorry.
And...
So you're out at a Revolution bar because it's someone's birthday.
Someone's
birthday.
It was this... Well, it was
Craig
weird.
There.
Craig was there. Sorry, I was there
was.
With Craig.
It's a birthday, mate.
Yeah.
Craig don't miss a birthday.
No. Craig can sniff out a fucking birthday.
Bet he can.
A mile off.
Better than Betty can.
At least 4 and miles off, in fact.
4 miles. Yeah. His detection radius.
Of what I heard.
Yeah, oops, and Vodka Revolution, and it was a friend of who you used to live with. That was an interesting situation.
Ben. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was their birthday, so any excuse, because we didn't know them, at Vodka Revolution, and they only had Craig's favourite cocktail.
What is Craig's favourite cocktail?
White Russian.
Man, that's yours as well, isn't it?
Yep.
You and me Occasionally, you serve white rations for breakfast at my...
No, that's what I'm fucking talking about. Exactly.
We used to have white rations for breakfast.
Exactly, and that was because...
I bet you influenced Craig in that
way. I think maybe, because, like, Craig used to have them for breakfast.
Yeah.
Regularly at university.
Holy fuck, I'm not Craig, am I? It's a bit horrible realisation.
And Craig used to have a nice white Russian because it's the perfect...
It's milky breakfast.
...way to start the day.
Yes, yes, yes.
Plus, it's alcoholic.
I used to have a white Russian for breakfast, and then I'd walk to university, I'd go through Boots, grab myself some hair gel, do my hair... Just of the samples in Boots, and then be on my way.
Oh, mate, you'd have well got on with Craig.
Yeah,
I'm
me and Craig
you.
Would have been tight as fuck.
So, 2-for-1 on White Russians, and Vodka Revolution, they'd do, like, every White Russian was half a pint.
They wouldn't fuck about, mate.
They didn't fuck around. Like, you don't normally
they
get
also
them like
did
that.
Toblerone vodka.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly, mate.
For a quid.
Yeah. Can you believe that? Get your head round it, Stu.
Yeah, just take a minute.
I mean, like, we've been talking about Dungeons and Dragons. Toblerone vodka, £1. Exactly, mate.
Yeah.
And he was making the most of it. Oh,
of course
Jesus.
He was.
Fucking hell he was.
Craig ain't going to pass.
He was only there for an hour. I reckon he was only there for an hour before our friend Ben had, the birthday girl got there. Her hair was pristine. This beautiful blonde girl. Her hair was pristine. Ben walked up behind her, got her hair, and just fucked it up beyond belief. Like,
he
turned her into an 80s, like...
Girls don't dig that, man.
No, they proper didn't.
There's one thing I know about girls and Mark Irvine. They don't like you fucking with their hair.
No, don't ever. Well, Mark, now you don't have to worry about it. But back
he's
in the day.
But back in the day, that was an issue. And we can say Mark's surname because Mark Irvine Fest was a thing.
Mark Irvine Fest, yeah, he's cool with that. Mark was there.
Of course he was. So, anyway,
Ben had ruined the birthday girl's hair. Vodka Revolution. It was a great time. We'd been there about an hour.
Oh,
I reckon Craig was down in probably one of these drinks, like every 10-15 minutes, because it was kind of like he'd hit the lottery when it came to alcohol.
Yeah. It's 2-for-1, mate.
And
there's the Toblerone vodka for a quid.
And they used to put whipped cream straight in the top of that white Russian, so, you know.
Of course they would, mate. Sometimes they put some sprinkles on it.
I literally remember Craig telling me that they were dusting the...
Yeah, I used to do it myself, my friend. I never for Craig, but I remember doing it for you.
You did. You totally did. And so Craig went to the bar because he was embarrassed about the whole ruin the birthday girl's birthday.
Yeah.
And
Craig didn't ruin the birthday. Ben did, right?
Craig was being absolutely normal.
He was a gent at that
point. Good for Craig.
He was a few white rushes on the right side of a night, wasn't he?
Love that guy.
There was no, like, undone trousers. I think he was packing a full pair of pants.
I was going to say, had he worn pants tonight? Right. He's less concerned about time management now.
Yeah, he's a student.
He's like, if I need to take my pants down, I'll take my pants down. I don't need to prepare for that before I go out.
Craig was going to take his pants down in his own fucking time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Craig ain't going to be dictated to by anyone.
In the warmth of his own bedroom.
The warmth of his own back garden. And so Craig went to the bar and he met a lovely young female.
Mm.
Oh, did he?
Hey, Stu's ears just picked up.
She sounds nice. Hello.
Raise the stakes.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Let's go, Craig. Girls.
Now, Craig basically didn't even realise how lucky he'd got.
Fucking A.
5 minutes in, and I think that's something that's unique to, or I don't know, for Craig it was unique to university, but that's just sometimes, you know, sometimes you might just get that lucky. And they had a quick chat, and the young girl had known Fivehead, Greg, and got on well, and Craig and the girl really hit it off and they decided that,
hey,
time to bounce.
Oh, really?
Seriously. 5 minutes, time to bounce.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but animals.
But surely...
But mammals, sorry.
Was Craig not thinking, well, I've got this wrong previously, where I thought I was on, and then obviously,
yeah,
erection gate and all of that.
This like, is post-erection gate.
No, because Craig's wearing pants.
Craig's wearing pants now. It's all right.
Brilliant.
Problem solved, mate.
Job done.
Yeah, he's not the erection is in the erection section,
he's
as
not,
it should be.
He's not worried about that. So Craig basically, for honestly 5 minutes, and Craig can't remember the conversation, but can remember the agreement that time to get out of this place and
let's go home. Let's blow this joint.
Let's just go and maybe get some dinner. Yeah. Was it anything like that, or you know.
Something like that.
Do you want to? Have you got any favourite sonnets?
Yeah.
I'd love to hear them.
Sonic 2. Sure. I like Sonic 2 with two tails with the fox.
Back to yours and hear a sonnet?
Yeah.
We could maybe watch a film and watch the credits till the end.
That's a good callback.
High five.
You know Excellent. What? In the flats shit. That you and Craig shared at one point, I laid down with a girl and listened to a complete Jill Scott album and failed to make a move. And then went to the living room to join everyone else. But
I'm
continue.
Sorry, mate. I'll have a word with Craig about that. Let's go to sleep, girls.
let's leave the cinema. Appropriately, having watched an enjoyable film and not been inappropriate. Anyway, go on.
Catch up.
So, basically,
what was? So, did the girl put forward this proposition of, "Hey,
I'd imagine if we profile Craig, he's not spoke to me much about that very fine line, that a couple of minutes.
Dangerous load.
Felt very very lucky, but also. I'm pretty much sure that the drinks that he just ordered at the bar, he finished.
Yeah.
A pint of
smashed them back, yeah.
And then they left.
Let's go, girls.
Craig and...
The young lady.
The young lady hadn't said goodbye to anyone because, you know, their blood was up being students and stupid. Yeah.
I like a non-goodbye. I like a keep it business. Fuck
Come on.
Yeah.
You
keep
know,
it mysterious.
You know, that is stealthy fuck.
Yeah. Just be rude.
Stealth Peace. Fuck. I think I'm that out. Was a movie. Yeah. It was a kids' film back in the 80s.
Colin Farrell.
Stealth fuck you.
Lord.
And so, basically, they jumped in a cab.
Of course
hastily.
Did Craig pay?
Craig didn't have any money on him. Craig definitely hadn't planned that far ahead. Because, like, no, Craig didn't think he was going to get a five-minute conversation. Like,
hey. Craig is offering free accommodation. So if that is the case, the young lady can pay for the travel.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Huh? Exactly. Huh? So they nip to a cash point. And because Craig's
What kind of young lady did Craig meet on this night? Why are they heading to a cash point on the way home? what deal was struck at the bar? It's strange, within 5 minutes, price had been negotiated. Why were you heading to... Or why was Craig... Sorry, why was Craig...
I love the fact that you're now
heading to... Why was Craig
heading
to a cash point?
Because
just
who's
going to... help cover the cab?
Well, who's going to pay for the cab, mate?
Oh, right, okay. I thought that was an exchange
this
for the accommodation.
This is insane. You just can't go anywhere and not pay.
I mean, we've established that Craig is a gentleman, so of course he would
He's
go for a cash machine.
Heart of gold.
Let's continue on this gentlemanly story.
So basically, hello, Zavi. No, it doesn't get any better. So basically, he goes to a cash point and he's standing behind a dude and the dude is getting cash out and then starts on Craig.
He starts on Craig.
Just for standing behind
but
him.
You was just minding your... Craig was just like, minding his own business, wasn't
own business.
He?
You were just minding Craig's own business.
I was minding Craig's own business. Because they needed money for the cab.
Yeah.
The so guy was just saying, back
Craig?
Off, man, back
wait,
off.
Wait. Cock out? No, sorry, it's Craig.
He's got previous.
His cock was fully secured.
Flaccid
in his pants, behind his boxers.
Classic Craig.
Old school Craig.
Exactly. Normal Craig.
Schoolboy Craig.
He's not planning a threesome. Why has he got an erection at this point?
don't need it yet.
He's just had a chat.
He's had a chat with a young lady slash prostitute.
He's got the money that she's requested. Oh, no, he hasn't, has he?
Hasn't got the money she's requested yet. P.S. No prostitutes are involved in this fucking, in the making of this movie. There's no prostitutes.
Go ahead. So Craig's flaccid and in a heated discussion at the cash machine.
The guy's telling him to back off, and then Craig's showing by a length of his arms that he couldn't possibly read the geezer's pin.
Oh, so he thought Craig was shady as fuck.
Yeah. Right.
Gotcha.
And Craig's in the best mood ever. Yeah. Craig's literally on the way.
He's on a promise, mate.
He's on the way to Funky Town.
He's on a promise.
5-minute conversation, and
he's got a one-way ticket to Electric
Avenue.
Exactly. Yep. But he's going to rock down to it as well.
Revolution had gone wrong because of all the embarrassing shit that his mates had done.
Yeah.
So he's like, you know what? But anyway,
life's golden for Craig, isn't it?
Mm.
Life is golden. This guy has really soured it. Craig, being an empathetic dude, kind of understands the situation. Yeah. He's seeing people getting murdered.
Yeah.
Not actually murdered.
Jesus, that came out of nowhere.
But you know, it's a rough area.
Craig's seen people die, man.
He knows that it's a bad area, so you shouldn't be on someone's shoulder.
Yeah.
Everything gets that squared away sense, after mate. Some that bad sense. Bad vibes.
Yeah.
Jumps back in the car. That's a close shave. Mm. Off they go. Get to...
Sorry, you didn't have your cock out at this point when you said that. Oh,
I
right,
didn't.
Okay.
Well, I might have done.
Well, you're at the club still. You're
I was probably, you know...
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
getting
sorry.
Mad pussy, but Craig was in the cab.
You're just there like, yo, Ben, why'd you mess up that girl's hair?
Yeah.
Where's Craig gone? He was at the bar a minute ago. He didn't even say goodbye.
He wanted some white Russians.
Yeah.
So Craig goes and he gets back to the big house.
Oh, sorry, it wasn't necessarily the... Yeah, all right, nothing. Okay, go on.
Craig gets back to the house. And they pull up outside.
So we're golden now, right?
It's kind of impressive. It's a gold... It is a big white house. A bit like the White House.
Oh, okay.
Only
how much
half,
like the White House?
Half as big.
Oh, okay.
Half as big.
Wow, pretty that's big.
Still, I would guess less than
that. Size of your erection.
But well, go on.
Yeah.
So, they might have been getting a little bit throaty in the cab.
Really? Oh, okay. In the back of the cab? Well, A bit of a Beyonce partition, precursor.
Huh?
So, a little bit of a.
Well, because 5 minutes. If you're talking at a bar for 5 minutes and then you're in a cab, blood is running high, isn't it?
I mean, Craig has just got quite heated with a gentleman at the cash machine, so adrenaline is flowing regardless.
Oh, it's pumping.
This young lady slash prostitute has seen him get heated and you know, is it can...
Can we just reinforce that there's no prostitutes involved in this
I was like, sorry, I've got... I thought Craig had pulled a white Russian prostitute with a close shave.
No, she was a...
she had gloves on like the last one.
No.
Oh, gentlemen, please. No time to explain.
Telling me there was no.
So, so it's got a bit heated in the back of a cab because you've had a few drinks, you've had a heated incident at the cash point, and regardless of that, you're on a promise. You've met at a bar and you said, let's go back to mine.
To fuck?
Yeah.
Straight to fuck.
Easy. Jesus.
Craig knows what's going to happen.
Right.
Come on, man.
Okay, yeah, sure. So
you had a bit of
Craig's not going to lie on the floor listening to Jill Scott Heron.
So you
and think about
it was Jill Scott, not Gil Scott Heron.
thinking about touching her.
So you've had Craig's had a fumble in the taxi, a sexy fumble, and
a
like,
quick fumble,
and it was made pretty clear that he was going to open that door. Go in there and make a little love.
Come, my baby. Come, my baby. We are going down to Crazy Town.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quite frankly.
Yeah. So, we're on the same page now.
You are my butterfly, sugar baby.
We're all on the same page.
Yeah.
So, they get to the front door.
Yeah.
And no money's exchanged hands.
Well, we've paid the cab driver. Okay. Proudly paid the cab driver.
Proudly, yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
Get to the front door and... having a little, you know, it's getting a bit sexy.
Mm.
She's found the banister outside.
Oh, there is nothing sexier than a front door.
Exactly, mate.
Right, so you're by the front door, barely containing yourselves, literally all over each other.
Different rules, mate. Different rules. It's university, isn't it?
Oh, right, so you're up against the front door. Are you in the house?
No, of course not. No, right. I mean, we're not up against the front door.
You're just on a banister.
Right.
She's having a little poke around.
Oh, okay.
Right, anyway.
I mean, I'm curious. Is she riding the banister at this point?
No, no, no. She's popped her hands down somewhere.
Oh, she's found Craig's banister.
She's found Craig's banister.
I see what you've done there.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. As you were.
Yeah. Okay.
I think, basically, Craig reaches for his keys.
Yeah, of course. He wants to get inside, doesn't he?
He does.
He's going to...
He's on a promise.
But Craig hasn't got his keys.
Oh, Craig, you did.
Chris, was you him?
No. Oh.
He was still at the party with the messed up hair.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Craig tried... Craig's first response was to phone his homies.
Mm.
Sure.
Their first response was to ignore.
Oh, of course they were. Greg and Ben and Mark and the people previously mentioned.
They all hated Craig in equal amounts.
Oh, of course they did.
We know Craig.
He's a nightmare. Who would answer the phone to Craig?
You wouldn't help him out.
But also,
in Craig's defence, he was thinking, well, they've got their own fucking seats to sew, haven't they?
Of course they have, mate. So I assume Craig's just, let's get that cab back. Pop you in a car home and we'll deal with this another night.
Honestly, we've had a 5 minute conversation before you know it, in a cab, nearly had a fight at a cash point.
I mean, at this point, you can't get in, so you're sending the young lady, Craig's sending the young lady on her way and you're calling it a night.
No, knock it on the head.
Let's head back to Revolution Vodka Bar.
Yep, I'm going to.
We're not getting in here. Let's head back to Revolution Vodka Bar.
They've got a smashing deal on White Russians.
We're probably too far away from Turn Mills. So let's just head back to Revolution Vodka Bar and just call it a night.
So basically, obviously you guys never met Craig. Craig was not thinking that. Because what Craig thought...
Mini Buster Jukes.
There's two things that Craig's good at.
Yeah?
Two things only.
Threesomes.
Right.
And not wearing pants. And sniffing out prostitutes. Sniffing out birthdays, sorry.
Sniffing out birthdays.
So what are the two things he's good at? The ladies?
Hide and seek.
I fell off my chair. Legit almost fell off my chair. And Zavi grabbed me to save me. Good lad.
Brilliant.
So hide and seek.
Seriously, he's good at hide and seek.
Yep.
And
he once hid in a bin bag, I believe.
No, seriously, Craig hid in a bin bag.
Yep.
And also breaking an entry.
it's a very random skill.
Surreal skill set, but
yeah.
Yeah, but not like breaking an entry to make money off it.
Yeah.
It's always his own house.
Okay.
So couldn't get him. He tried, and then he just thought, you know what, chin out. I think he said that to the young lady.
The guys will be home soon.
Whatever is the cool way to say chill out back in the night.
Neighbour's got a key.
Relax, homie.
Yep. Should we go back to yours?
Mm.
What's up?
He was going to check out the back garden.
Oh, okay. Right?
Now, I know it was only about 3 or 4 hours ago, but the back garden was kind of dangerous.
Has he given up on the front door?
Well, not yet. No, he has, because sensibly it's locked. Right. Think about it.
Of course, rough
it's
area.
It's locked.
Mm.
So you're going to try the back entrance.
I see.
Brilliant. Okay? Was that more money?
It wasn't the prostitute. Come on. Come on now, guys. So... So basically, Craig has a little check out the back door.
Of course he does.
He leaves. He's
taking off money out.
Pops out the back garden and it was a big old back garden.
Oh, come on. The gentleman never tells.
can't believe Craig shared the size of the back garden.
So he has a little look out there. And it's about 30 metre long back garden. It's a big house.
Right.
As we've explained.
Asbestos, yep.
The asbestos doesn't feature that more, okay, that much in this story. Yep. But it's in there.
Mm.
And he realises that he can't get into the house, but there's a chance that some of the windows on the second and third floor might be open.
Oh, right. Result.
Mm.
And he's always up for a challenge.
Of course he is. Yeah. Young Spider-Man over there, Craig.
That kid, man.
Yeah. What's the young lady doing at the time?
No, she's around the front.
Oh, okay.
Petrified. So he's left her at the front and he's gone round the
back. No. She's all fine. She's at the front door. It's a big house. It's in a garden of its own.
She's having a great time on the banister, isn't she?
She's probably thinking at that point, aside from that strange situation at the cash point.
Yeah, I'm on to a winner here.
It was only a 5-minute conversation.
Yeah.
He sounds like
a smashing fellow. He's left me
5 minutes, yeah. Sexy by default, yeah. Straight
yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Craig's round the back thinking, how do I sort this out?
Yeah.
And the wall was about 8 foot high around this garden because,
you
know, welcome to Aston. And basically what he did was he couldn't get to the windows. He had to jump on part of the wall, the other side of the house. And he had to get on this wall. This wall was all the way around the perimeter of the house.
Right.
Right. And on the right-hand side, he could get on it and he could walk literally 30 metres down this wall.
Good Lord.
10 metres to the left and then 30 metres back on himself.
He had that kind of balance and then drunk.
And then he could get back up onto the first roof of the house. And he was thinking,
I mean, that's confusing as hell, but basically he's thinking he'll get on the roof.
Yeah, I mean, we could draw a picture at some point.
No, it's confusing enough. He's looking to climb on the roof.
He's got about a 60-metre walk on a roof, on a wall edge, to get to a roof.
Yeah.
He's like a daredevil, isn't he?
Well,
in many ways.
In many ways, really, Craig is.
Except not blind.
Do you not remember that he's a black belt?
Of course he is.
Come on.
Oh, okay.
He's a black belt. He's got cat-like skills.
Yeah.
Plus, he's good at hiding.
Yeah.
Well, that was a skill that he didn't look at.
He's easily shaken.
He's really easily shaken like a cat, actually. So, anyway, have you farted? Why are you making fart moves?
I don't know what you're talking about. You're drunk. Anyway, go on.
So, basically, Craig negotiates this wall. Walking around about 60 metres, the total circumference of this fucking house.
Imagine it. Imagine looking out and seeing a drunk man walking the tightrope of a wall.
Yeah, of an 8 foot high wall.
At what time?
I don't know, because it was kind of early. Because I'd kind of got lucky. Though.
Early.
Craig got lucky.
It's early, but it's gone midnight.
I reckon it was 11, half 11.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Interesting.
Pitch black, though.
Mm. Yeah.
Of course.
Anyway, he gets round, gets onto the first floor, tries the window.
Yep.
No joy.
Come on.
He negotiates the second window.
Oh, it's like a movie, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a stuntman.
Yeah.
Which is rather dangerous, I might add.
Of course it is.
Maverick.
From what Craig says and the measurements I looked at.
Yeah.
And
well, you live there, mate.
Well, it wouldn't open. Door wouldn't open. That window wouldn't open.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
So basically, Craig thought, well, fucking hell, mate. I've spent like 5, 10, 15 minutes now being
Extra Man.
Dangerous Craig.
Burt Reynolds,
essentially, yeah.
So he tries to. He gets down the first part of section one, and he gets onto the lower section, which is still 8 foot high, which is a slope roof before it hits the wall.
Mm.
And he's getting a bit cocky now because obviously, imagine he's done 60 metres, he's scaled up twice. He thinks it's fucking his bread and butter.
He feels like a fucking ninja.
I think he thought he was Spider-Man by that point.
He's a ninja.
He's not, because he loses his footing
on
the slated roof.
Craigy.
And he slides, but as he starts to slide, he picks up momentum.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
And just falls off of the first floor. Of okay. This,
you're kidding me. This isn't visible, is it?
She's still gyrating on a banister. Isn't she?
She's out the front.
Yeah.
Sopping.
Thank Christ.
Yeah, a few quid in her back pocket. Yeah.
So Craig falls off the roof.
He's extra for the back pocket. Go on.
Sorry, that's right.
Into nettles and...
he falls into nettles.
Oh.
He falls into a big old bush off the roof, God. Basically.
Yep.
Blessing in disguise. I mean, it cushions the blow.
Of course, yeah.
Craig's all
I think he might have thought there was asbestos there, but he wasn't sure.
Lordy.
Because where Greg said it was in that area of the back garden. So he comes around, he falls off, and he's kind of happy that he hasn't died.
He's lucky to be alive.
He's really happy he hasn't died, but he's also frustrated.
Of course he is. He's still...
He's had a full erection for 60 metres.
He's horny. Yeah. I mean, he's horny on a roof.
Yeah.
No, definitely... I don't think he had an erection.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, he was very specific to tell you that.
Erects on a hot tin roof. Quite frankly.
We hadn't spoke about his erection level.
Yeah.
No.
Nip round the front.
You've got to remember, Stu, this is a few years on.
Yep.
He's wearing pants now.
Oh, okay.
He's all good. There's no risk of...
You know those sexy trousers he had on back then in the other story?
Yep.
He hasn't got them now.
Of course he hasn't. He's moved on.
Oh, okay.
No. He's,
but go on. He's fallen into the nettles.
He's outgrown them.
Yeah.
He's fallen into the nettles. Ooh.
Yeah, and potentially asbestos.
Jesus. Double whammy.
He's fucking annoyed. He walks around the front. He's fucking annoyed.
Yeah. Of course he's fired up and leery.
Yeah. Fuck this.
He walks into the street. He's shouting in front of this girl.
Oh. What was he shouting? Bloody roof.
Bloody hell. Whoopsie.
Yeah.
I'm feeling very frustrated.
Blooming asbestos.
Yeah.
And he goes to the front door and he thinks... I must have my keys. I can get into this place.
Cool,
surely.
Yeah. Slight mishap. I'm just going to open up the door, go in, make her a cup of tea, call her a cab home.
And then it's been a bit aggressive.
Hey.
Doesn't turn out like that, though, this story, kids.
Okay. Any thought of the sonnet? Or has the sonnet gone from the options?
So he basically realises that there's only a door in the way of getting laid, a front door.
What's a door?
So Craig remembers.
It's nothing to someone who's a martial artist.
He's a black belt.
Motherfucker is a black belt. Tried and tested. This guy can get through this door.
Right. Jesus.
So he's basically saying...
You've seen Bruce Lee films.
Yeah, I didn't realise.
He'll fight a bigger guy.
Yeah.
And then he'll knock a door down.
Yeah. Craig, weapon.
Weapon, yeah.
Craig's done all that.
Yeah.
So Craig's thinking, just a quick door.
Yeah.
It's the front door to his house.
Yeah.
That he shares with loads of mates.
Yeah. Fuck it.
But he's known to be quite smashy anyway. Yeah. He's smashed a lot of things up.
I know that he's living with you, right?
Yeah.
I know that you will be able to empathise with this. I know that you will be able to understand that this guy is moments away from
heaven.
The sexy time. Yeah. And you will be like, well... It's not ideal that he's dealt with a door, but you know these things have to be dealt with. You know, I know he will know that you can empathise.
I would have empathised.
Exactly.
I was like, you know,
if he's got you on side, there's enough people.
Exactly. So he starts kicking the front door down.
Yep.
And it's not working.
He's kicking it down. How's he kicking it down?
He might do a few spinning kicks.
He does spinning kicks on the front door.
He knows that works sometimes.
Okay. Look, why not, if you've got a practical task at hand and there's a lady about, why not impress as well?
Yeah.
Exactly, mate.
Why not impress as well? Why give a straightforward punt when you can give a cheeky little spin, go, it'd be awkward
to
bring up to a girl I've met 5 minutes ago that I'm a black belt.
Yeah.
But doesn't hurt her to notice.
Yeah.
Doesn't hurt her to notice, Stu. Just do a spinning kick.
Just show her what you've got, Craig.
I'm thinking that she's going to look at that. Craig's thinking that she's going to look at that and think, final fight, Cody, special move. A plus B, and back.
Yeah. Spin kick.
She doesn't notice.
So, doors down, you're straight into the bedroom. Those pants you put on, gone.
Sling on a bit of Enigma. Light the candles.
Light some candles. Tell her you love her.
I think what he had queued up was.
Oh,
Oh, break stuff.
So basically, so Tracy might, Captain Kicky Pants, Craig, couldn't kick the front door down.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Craig's a black belt, right?
Craig, yeah, he was. Yeah.
And he can't do a spin kick to take the...
It proper frustrated him.
Had he tried like a shoulder barge?
Craig knew that his body weight was less than a pencil.
His strength was
in his dynamic movement, Stu.
And Craig had just fallen off a wall, yeah?
Yeah.
So he thought rather than a shoulder barge, which would be a traditional, spinning kick.
Definitely. I mean, a lot of people think, right now, how painful that is.
A lot of people would think that the power of a full body into the shoulder would be more than a... You know, spinning kick, right?
Because Craig...
the impact is lessened through the single joint of your body, right?
I mean, yeah, I don't think Craig had thought about that until you just said that.
So. I guess Craig just sort of said to her, "Look, this ain't working out, is it? Look, here's some money. Get a cab home. I'm waiting for my mates to get back.
I'd really like to have your number, and I'd love to go out for dinner sometime.
Yeah,
maybe." Pizza Express.
Yeah, why not?
Anything you want.
Yeah.
You know, if we go in the day, we could do the meal deal.
Yeah. You have dough balls.
Do the menu.
Biggest problem.
Yeah.
Pizza Express didn't exist.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So you had to go with Plan B.
So you could have Pizza Hut and a salad bowl.
Plan B then. Pizza Hut?
Six round the back of the house.
Oh, okay. I've never eaten there.
Did they have a lunchtime menu?
Dough balls.
If you can't have sex in your bedroom,
sex around the back of the house.
So but whose house? Not this house.
Hold up. This house has got 27 bags.
I think it's 23.
23 bin bags and a big pile of asbestos. So stinging nettles. I assume. You're headed to her house and stinging nettles, yeah.
We're not headed to her
Jesus, house. That's dangerous, that guy, isn't it?
Tell you what, has she got her keys?
I mean, we discuss that later.
Oh.
But at the moment, we all got caught up. Well,
you and Craig discuss that later.
Basically, what happened was they sat like, he tried... kicking the front door in and it didn't work. Yeah. And he was like, oh my God, like, I gave it my, like, best kick.
And she was still interested.
And then they sat down on the doorstep and then they had a cuddle and then they started kissing again.
Oh, bloody hell.
No, can you believe it? So it starts,
isn't it? Is it Lady and the Tramp?
Yeah.
There was no spaghetti then, but in the black sacks around the back. So basically, one of us came up with the idea, Craig and the girl, of nipping around the back. Because
to try and break in again.
They only wanted to have sex, didn't they?
Oh, okay. just for the sex.
Yeah. That's why they'd gone back there, I think.
Oof.
Wow.
Was there an outside bedroom in the back?
Or maybe some garden furniture in a shed?
No.
Tell you what. Those 23 bin bags, they could be comfy, couldn't they, in the end?
Maybe. It's a bit weird, though, isn't it?
It's definitely.
You say weird, I'd say more dirty and disgusting.
Yeah.
They basically decided that the best place to have sex would have been over the bin bags.
Over?
Oh, okay.
Over them, not on them, because that would have been gross. So, you know... They got their bits out and stuff like that.
What bits?
The rude bits.
Jesus.
The fanny and the sharpener.
Oh, gee.
Blimey.
Yeah.
So the pencil and the sharpener.
I mean, blimey, to have 27 bin bags, they must have been afraid. They must have smelled.
Mate. Like, 23.
Sorry.
Craig can't even remember the smell, weirdly. Can he? He can't, no. From what I've asked him about the smell, he couldn't remember.
Okay.
Mm. So basically, They decided to do it like that. It was the most convenient and classiest way.
Of course it was.
Mm.
And try as Craig might, he couldn't put it in the right place.
Oh
no. What? Oof. He kept trying to
He got it.
No, no, not in the
not up the
not in the bot bot. No, that's another story.
Not in the back garden. It was in the back garden.
There was no accidental anal sex.
Jeez. That's a bit blunt, mate.
Yeah.
So basically, yeah, no, like Craig tried for a long, long time.
Oh God.
And
it didn't work out.
No, it wasn't. And I, in many ways, I think when I talk to Craig about it now, maybe despite them both being okay, and Craig, like, it wasn't like a case of, like, you know, Craig going floppy, because we all know what Craig's like in public with erections.
Sure.
Yeah, it's not an issue.
I think maybe Mother Nature was saying to that young lady,
right,
this guy's a rapist.
Don't let him in.
Sure. We don't need to go into any further detail on that, really, do we? Yeah. We get the picture there.
Did you still have to pay?
Edit any of that out. Well, no, because this was... By the way, this was one of my friend's college friends, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it was a friend that was going out with someone who I didn't know at the time, but...
So it wasn't a single young lady, and you knew, and you hadn't intervened in Craig's situation.
It was a friend at school.
You saw Craig leave with someone else's girlfriend...
Knowing
what Craig's
high
like...
on a lethal cocktail of white Russians...
Knowing how Craig had previously, over breakfast, glanced out the window and said, them bin bags look like a double bed.
Jesus.
And you didn't intervene.
Sexually charged. With a close shave.
I regret it now, looking back.
Yeah, apparently.
Letting Craig off like that.
Mm.
So, they really tried. And it wouldn't work. It wasn't working out for Craig. And he was really frustrated, and I think she was kinda
disappointed
or petrified.
Yeah.
And so basically, they popped around the front of the house.
Oh, okay.
And they had to let. Well, she.
The police.
Did she call it at night?
Shall we nip round? Shall we go back to mine? I think at that point, Craig had nearly got in a fight at a cash point. He'd
fallen off a roof. Don't forget that, into some nettles.
He must have been dizzy because he'd be doing spinning round asses to open a door.
He'd tried to kick a door open and then he'd failed to insert his penis into a vagina.
Exactly, mate.
On a bin bag. On 23 bin bags, no less.
He'd really tried as well. You know, there was no lack of romance or attempt at romance.
And he was let's call it a night, right?
He kind of was like, let's call it a night. So they called a cab.
Sounds a bit shit. He was like, I'm not willing to go to the trouble of coming back to yours.
I think Craig was done. I think Craig was probably embarrassed at that point. He was certainly at the point when he was walking in the middle of the road screaming.
Good Lord. What?
He was angry, wasn't he? He was swearing and stuff.
He was, yeah.
At that point, I think he was done.
Let's wrap Craig's story up.
She jumped in a cab. Craig was thinking. Craig.
So when he told... Yeah, sorry, Craig was thinking.
So when Craig was sat there, he thought, we'll let her go because obviously... He's got a few hours to wait.
I mean, I don't like the sound of letting her go.
We'll let her go.
This sounds quite forced and aggressive.
Paid her off.
We'll let her go.
Yeah.
And thought he'd spend a few hours on the doorstep thinking about his actions, his shameful behaviour.
I mean, you'd be home soon to let him in, wouldn't you?
I'd have been home in about 2 more hours because this would have only been 12.
Yeah.
I'd have probably been out till 2 and then early night no trouble. But then Craig went to the front, got to the front door and sat by it and then looked at the front door.
She's in a cab, she's gone.
Oh,
right?
She's gone, she's long gone.
Long gone.
And Craig looks back at the front door and it's open.
What, his kicks have worked?
I think the last kick had fucking kicked it off the hinge.
Oh my word. So Craig had kicked the door off the hinge and not even to good result.
Yeah. Just a nightmare.
I mean, come on, that must have been heartbreaking.
He could have fucking...
All hinge, no minge.
That is painful.
Yeah, totally.
You still in touch with Craig and her?
No. Like, when I woke up in the morning... Like, you know that
Craig,
thing when
you
like you're sleeping all comfortable.
Yeah, and then you spoke to Craig.
And then someone whispers in, well, Craig says to me, someone whispered in his ear, do you remember what happened last night? Yeah.
And then he just wanked it out.
Wanked it out.
Then the guard come opened the cell door.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. I mean, I think that ends our tale for today. What a sad tale, eh?
It was a lot more solemn than the last one with the erection.
Yeah, but what
it?
A sad tale that he used all that strength and might, and he didn't even...
Couldn't even
got
kick
the
door
down, but he... No, that's the sadness, he could...
I think there was more joy at the end of the Turnmill story, wasn't there?
Well, let's not even go
too
into
much
that.
Sexy joy.
Is there anything that we'd like to plug at the end of this drunk rambling...
We've got Audiophile, we've got a gig next week, haven't we? That's going to be fucking amazing.
Audiophile, what is that?
Yeah, it's a new night that Cooley G from Hyperdub is putting on, and I think we can announce who's going to be DJing there by the time this goes out, can't we?
Who's DJing?
Code 9.
Big?
Huge,
yeah,
DJ.
Yeah, huge. We've got Code 9, Cooley G, Avamix, which is Scratcher
and Iconica.
So,
big.
It's a massive.
That's a crazy night. Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
at the book club Shoreditch. If you want Q-Jump for that, message info at thetrashsociety.com. Info@thetrashsociety.com will also get you guest list Q-Jump for the wonderful Scroobius Pit Presents We Are Lizards.
On October 22nd, our last outing of the year.
Yep. So if you do want Q-Jump for either of those... Subject box, We Are Lizards, or Audiophile, or Scroob, or Cooley G, anything that...
Just some kind of specific that identifies.
And then we can sort that out, and hopefully we'll meet you all down there and have some drinks and have some fun.
Perfect. Let's leave it there. Yeah. Thank you very much, guys. This has been the Drunk Cast with Stu Whiffin.
Wah!
And Christopher Glasson.
Dun, 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 dun.
Let's go, girls.
You've been listening to Scroobius Pip's Discretion Pieces.
I mean, there you go. If you've potentially just listened to four episodes of me, Chris and Stu getting drunk and talking nonsense, you can follow Chris at Redshift Rebels. You can follow Stu at Whiffin at Stu Whiffin, WHIFFIN. FFIN or FFEN, you'll figure it out. Yeah, thank you for tuning in. Come and join us on October 22nd when we will be at the book club with a special guest yet to be announced, because Sean Keaveney has had to pull out, sadly, but we have a big special guest lined up. So come and join us. It's our last one of the year. And actually, it's the next time I'll be drinking. I won't be drinking between now and then. So October 22nd is our last We Are Lizards of the year. Could be my last drink of the year. Who knows? I only drink at the club night and on the drunk casts. Podcast to come. I should tell you who's to come. We've got some great episodes to come. We've got Jack Gallagher from Progress Wrestling, and recently signed to the WWE, which is amazing. We've also got John Bradley, who's Sam from Game of Thrones, in a fantastic episode. We've got two guys, Lloyd and Mick from Dignity in Dying, which is an amazing charity, and it's an amazing episode. Lloyd works for the charity, and Mick comes on to share his story. And it's a special one. So hopefully you'll tune in for them. Other than that, I'll see you... I can only apologise for the drunk nonsense you've just endured. Thank you for tuning in. This has been the Distraction Pieces podcast, Drunk Cast number 5, part 4, the second Craig story. There's a lot of subtitles to this. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you next week. Ta-ta.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.